Choirs are going to join us in just a moment as we continue to worship together, and we want to make a couple of introductions here. Our dear friend Phil Taylor is here, and I'm going to ask Phil if he will stand. Phil is the Director of Missions of the Bradley Baptist Association and is no stranger to Big Spring. Thank you, Phil, for your presence. And Brother Gary Rickman is here. Now, I'm trying to look down here and see Gary. I know you. Gary, come on up. And Joyce, why don't you come with your husband today? Let me introduce to you two of God's servants who serve the Lord first. They serve Tennessee Baptist, and they serve Big Spring Baptist Church. And when Gary was explaining to me what he does, basically, I'm going to give it the Phillips interpretation. He keeps things running in the Tennessee Baptist Convention. Don't tell. Okay. And he has some things to tell you about missions and what's happening across our state and around the world, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you, church. It's good to be here with you today on this very special day. I bring you greetings from Dr. Randy Davis and all your state missionary staff. And it's always good to celebrate with a church that has a great history and heritage, and this is one. I have a couple of things I want to bring today. One is I'm also representing the Historical Committee of the Tennessee Baptist Convention, Brother Pastor, and they have sent a plaque in honor of Big Spring Baptist Church, Bradley County Baptist Association, in recognition of 100 years of ministry as a Tennessee Baptist Church, 2013. So, Pastor, I'd like to give you this.
Thank you.
One of the things that I've had the privilege of doing over the past, I guess, 17, 18 years are doing these kinds of meetings. The first one I went to, the churches talked about buildings and pastors and deacons and kind of moved on. And I thought, well, really, the impact is much greater than just buildings and pastors and deacons. So the next time I did one of these, I went back and looked through the record of the church. And I've done that for this church. And what we started keeping baptism numbers in Tennessee Baptist life in 1940. From 1940 through today, you have baptized 1,484 people. That's great. So I took your historical average, which is about 21 people a year, and multiplied that on out for 100 years. So well over 2,000 people have made decisions for Christ as a result of the ministry of this church. Now you look around and you say, well, where are those 2,000 people? Some of them have gone home to be with the Lord, haven't they? Some of them are serving as deacons and Sunday school teachers and preachers and all other kinds of places. And so you have an impact on the kingdom of God much greater than just what's taking place in this community. And I want to congratulate you on this today. Also, we're doing something right now that we're recognizing churches that stepped out in faith in 1926. A cooperative program was adopted in 1925 by the Southern Baptist Convention. And so in the fall of 25 and moving into 1926, churches started giving to through the cooperative program. This church was one of those early adopters of the cooperative program. We're recognizing those churches that in 1926 started giving through the cooperative program. There were about 1,500 churches that related to the Southern Baptist Convention in 1926 after that was adopted in the convention in 1925. Only about 750 of those had the faith to step out that first year and say, we're going to do missions a new way. So as a young church, you were open to new ideas and new things, and you were part of that 750 early adopters of the cooperative program. That number we have kept up with over the years, and since 1926, this church has given $1,105,003 through 2012. We don't have your 13 records yet. So I think you need to give yourselves a hand. And I have an award for this also, Brother Pastor. It says Tennessee Baptist Convention Pioneer Award. That's what we're calling this because you were pioneers in those days. Presented to Big Spring Baptist Church, Cleveland. Thank you for your courage And you were a courageous church in 1926. And faithfulness in giving through the cooperative program since 1926, when you gave in that very first year.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the privilege to be here today.
Thank you. And I have to look forward. Someone, this needs to be a banner, Cleveland banner headline. Local church gives over $1 million to missions over the past 100 years. And Brother Gary, it was announced a few moments ago, I think the number of baptisms was like 2,400, so that's about 24 per year on an average for 100 years of people who professed their faith in Jesus Christ through the waters of baptism. Thank you so much, Brother David. Come, and you're going to introduce the worship leaders, Phil Taylor.